So this evening I was going to read a verse from the Bhagavad Gita.
Večeras namjeravam čitati stih iz Bhagavad Gita.
From the 18th chapter.
18. poglavlje.
Verse number 30.
Stih broj 30.
The Bhagavad Gita is the conversation between the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Krishna, and his disciple Arjuna on the battlefield of Kurukshetra some 5,000 years ago.
Bhagavad Gita je razgovor između svešnje božanske osobe Šri Krišne i njegovog učenika Arjune koji se odvio na bojnom polju Kurukshetre negdje prije 5000 godina.
There are some 700 verses, and in the beginning we find that Arjuna is very much in illusion about his life.
Bhagavad Gita se sastoji od 700 stihova i u početku Arjuna je vrlo u iluziji o svom životu.
So in those 700 verses, Lord Krishna explains to Arjuna the cause of his distress, and he brings him from a state of darkness to a state of enlightenment in love of God.
U ovih 700 stihova Krishna objašnjava Arjuni razlog njegovog uznemirenja i objašnjava mu kako da dođe iz tame do stanja prosvjetljenja.
This 18th chapter, being the last chapter, is called the perfection of renunciation.
Ovo je 18. poglavlje, je završno poglavlje Bhagavad Gita i na našem je prevod zaključak, odnosno savršenstvo odricanja.
The original verses are in the Sanskrit language, which is the mother of all languages.
Originalni stihovi su pisani na sanskritu, to je jezik koji je u stvari majka svih drugih jezika.
Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 Pravrittim cha navrittim cha karakarye bayabaye bandham moksham cha yaveti buddhisa partha sattviki. Translation. O son of Pritha, that understanding by which one knows what ought to be done and what ought not to be done, what is to be feared and what is not to be feared, what is binding and what is liberating, is in the mode of goodness.
O Pritin sine, kada osoba zna što treba činiti, a što ne, čega se treba plašiti, a čega ne, što uzrokuje vezanost, a što oslobođenje, posjeduje moć razlučivanja u guni vrline.
The purport is by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, who is here tonight with us in spirit but not in picture.
Smisao je napisao A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, čiju sliku nemamo danas ovdje, ali je tu duhom prisutan.
But he'll be here by next Sunday feast in picture.
Ali njegova slika će doći ovdje sljedeći Sunday feast.
Is that correct, Ripuha? Where is it?
Je li to točno, Ripuha?
Okay. Performing actions in terms of the directions of the scriptures is called pravritti, or executing actions that deserve to be performed, and actions which are not so directed are not to be performed. One who does not know the scriptural directions becomes entangled in the actions and reactions of work. Understanding, which discriminates by intelligence, is situated in the mode of goodness.
Djelovanje u skladu s naredbama spisa naziva se pravriti ili dolično djelovanje. Djelatnosti koje nisu u skladu s naredbama spisa ne bismo trebali vršiti. Onaj tko ne zna naredbe spisa zapleće se u djelovanje i posljedice djelovanja. Moć razlučivanja utemeljena na inteligenciji nalazi se u guni vrline.
The Vedic scriptures are very vast, very voluminous.
Vedski spisi su jako veliki, ima jako veliki broj vedskih spisa.
The Bhagavad Gita is the most well known of all the Vedic scriptures, and it is basically the simplest form of Vedic knowledge. You can say it is the ABC.
Bhagavad Gita je među svim vedskim spisima jedan od najpoznatijih spisa i to je u stvari jedan od najjednostavnijih vedskih spisa. Moglo bi se reći da je Bhagavad Gita abeceda vedskog znanja.
Aside from the Bhagavad Gita, there is the Srimad Bhagavatam. There is the 108 Upanishads, 18 Puranas, the Vedanta Sutra, so many scriptures.
Pored Bhagavad Gita, tu se nalazi Srimad Bhagavatam, zatim 108 Upanishada, zatim Purane su tu i Vedanta Sutra i mnogi drugi spisi.
The essential teaching of the whole gamut of Vedic literature, the whole compilation, is a very simple but profound teaching.
Esencija svog vedskog učenja je, svog cijelog tog vedskog učenja, svih tih spisa, je vrlo jednostavno, ali vrlo uzvišeno učenje.
That teaching is aham brahmasmi. I am spirit. I am not this body.
A to učenje je aham brahmasmi, ja sam duhovna duša, ja sam duh, a ne ovo tijelo.
Now, I know all of you have heard this same statement again and again.
A znam da ste svi čuli ovu izjavu iznova i iznova.
It comes up in Srila Prabhupada's lectures and books all the time.
Ona se pojavlja u Srila Prabhupadovim lekcijama i knjigama neprestano.
Apart from so many other philosophical points, apart from so many stories of Krishna Lila and stories of Krishna's devotees, this essential point comes up again and again.
Pored svih drugih filozofskih instrukcija koje možemo čuti, zatim zabava Krišne i zabava Krišninih bhakta, ova se poanta pojavljuje iznova i iznova.
So one may think, I already know that, why does he have to repeat it?
I tako osoba može pomisliti, pa to sam već čuo, zašto sad on to opet ponavlja?
There is a difference between jnana and vijnana, or theoretical knowledge and practical realization, understanding.
Postoji razlika između jnane i vijnane, odnosno između teoretskog znanja i praktičkog razumijevanja određenog znanja.
Theoretically, I may understand that there is a difference between a dead body and a live body.
Teoretski, ja mogu shvatiti da postoji razlika između mrtvog tijela i živog tijela.
That's not a tough thing to understand.
To nije nešto teško za shvatiti.
The body sees, the body hears, the body tastes, the body smells and touches.
Tijelo može čuti, tijelo može okusiti, može vidjeti, može omirisati ili dodirnuti.
But at the time of death, everything is still there, the eyes, the ears, the nose, the enzymes, the chromosomes, DNA, RNA, everything is still there, but the body no longer sees, no longer hears.
U trenutku smrti i oči i uši i usta i DNA i RNA i kromosomi, sve je to prisutno, ali tijelo niti može vidjeti niti može čuti.
So I can understand that something has changed, something has gone out from the body.
Na taj način možemo shvatiti da se nešto promijenilo, nešto je otišlo iz tijela.
You can Sometimes we go to schools to do some program, and even we go to junior schools.
Ponekad dok propovijedamo idemo u škole kako bi napravili program i događa se da idemo i u osnovne škole.
In many Western countries, ISKCON is accepted as the representative of Hindu teachings, and schools invite us to come and give a presentation to their class.
U mnogim zemljama ISKCON je prihvaćen i u školama kao predstavnik Hindu učenja i zbog toga škole pozivaju bakte i na taj način bakte predstavljaju u stvari tu tradiciju.
So on various occasions I've had the opportunity to go to a junior school class where there are students that are 6, 7, 8, 9 years old.
Tako u različitim prilikama imao sam mogućnosti ići u osnovne škole gdje bi učenici bili starosti 6, 7, 9 godina.
So one might think, what can they understand about high philosophy?
I onda bi osoba mogla pomisliti, pa što oni mogu shvatiti o tako uzvišenoj filozofiji?
But amazingly enough, they can understand that there is a difference between the body and the self.
Ali zadivljujuće je to da oni mogu razlikovati razliku između tijela i jastva, odnosno duše.
And there's a simple little game that we play with them, and they like it very much.
I postoji jednostavna igra kojom se igramo sa njima i njima se jako sviđa.
If you were just a little bit younger, I would play that game with you this evening. But basically, it goes like this.
Da ste malo mlađi, onda bi se igrali tu igru, ali u osnovi igra ide ovako.
You tell the children that I'm going to point to different parts of my body, and I want you to follow me and say as I say.
U osnovi to ide ovako. Kažemo djeci, ja ću dodirnuti i pokazati na određeni dio moga tijela i onda ću reći kako se zove taj dio tijela i onda vi učinite isto i također ponavljate za mnom.
It's really actually a lot of fun. Try it next time you're in a school.
To je jako zabavno. Pokušajte sljedeći put kad budete u školi.
So I say, this is my nose.
Tako ja kažem, ovo je moj nos.
And all the children laugh, and this is my nose.
I onda se sva djeca smiju i kaže, ovo je moj nos.
And then I say, this is my ear.
I onda kažem, ovo je moje uho.
And all the children point to their ear and say, this is my ear.
I sva djeca stari pokažu na uho i kažu, ovo je moje uho.
And then you go around the body a little bit, this is my toe, and they all point to their toe.
I tako idete, pokazujete po različitim dijelovima tijela, pokažete ovo je moj palac.
And then all of a sudden you say, this is myself.
I onda u jednom trenutku kažete, ovo sam ja.
And if you see the look of bewilderment on the children's faces, it's so funny.
I onda da možete vidjeti kako su zbunjeni, kako se to crtavanje njihovim licima, to je tako smiješno.
They don't know where to point.
Ne znaju kuda bi pokazali.
Because I can cut off my hand and I'll still be existing.
Jer ja mogu odrezati svoju ruku i još uvijek ću postojati.
I can cut off my foot and I'll still be existing.
Mogu odrezati svoju nogu i još uvijek ću postojati.
I'd have trouble with the head, but
mali problem je sa glavom, ali
but basically children get a momentary, they get a little glimpse that there's a difference between the self and the body.
Ali u osnovi djeca shvate da postoje razlika između tijela i duše, odnosno jasno.
But when we talk about spiritual life, unless one understands that I am spirit, there's no question of spiritual life.
Ali kad govorimo o duhovnom životu, ako osoba ne može shvatiti da je duhovne prirode, onda nema pitanja da možemo razgovarati o duhovnim temama.
We come into this material world with so many desires for enjoyment.
Mi dolazimo u ovaj materijalni svijet sa toliko mnogo želja za uživanjem.
And we're given this material body according to our past material activities, according to our karma.
I dobili smo ovo tijelo u skladu sa našim prošlim materialističkim aktivnostima, u skladu sa našom karmom.
Therefore you find some people are born in Africa, some people are born in India, some people are born in Russia, some people are born poor, some people are born wealthy. Some souls take birth in animal bodies, some in aquatic bodies.
I na taj način možemo vidjeti da se neki ljudi rađaju u tijelu Afrikanca, neki kao Indijci, neki možda kao Rusi, neki su siromašni, neki su bogati, neki dobivaju tijelo životinje ili nekih vodozemaca.
That is determined according to our activities in our last lifetime, our work. For all of our work, there is a reaction. To any kind of work you do, there's a good or a bad reaction.
To je u stvari sve reakcija na naš prošli život, na naše prošlo djelovanje. Bilo koju vrstu aktivnosti da radimo, postoji dobra ili loša reakcija.
Now how do we know what is good work and what is bad work? How do we determine?
I onda kako znamo što je dobro djelovanje, a što je loše djelovanje? Kako određujemo to?
If I buy a brand new computer and I'm not very familiar with computers, but I take it home and set it up in my office.
Ako kupim posle novi kompjuter i odnesem ga kući, nisam baš neki stručnik za kompjuter, instaliram ga kod sebe doma, recimo u svojoj kancelariji.
Now there are certain people who are called computer hackers. They'll just go ahead and play with the computer and try and figure it out by trial and error.
Postoje ljudi koji se zovu kompjuterski hakeri. To su stvari osobe koje fantastično poznaju kompjutere i oni mogu sa njim raditi što god žele.
But an intelligent man will take out the manufacturer's instruction booklet.
Ali inteligentna osoba će uzeti u stvari uputstvo koje ukazuje na to kako se treba rukovati sa kompjuterom.
That way you'll make less mistakes and you'll move very quickly into knowing how to use the computer efficiently.
Na taj način učinit ćete mnogo manje grešaka i naučit ćete vrlo brzo kako da se koristite efikasno sa kompjuterom.
So I didn't create this material world. I don't think any of you created it. And it is a very confusing place.
Ja nisam kreirao ovaj materijalni svijet. Sumnjam da je netko od vas kreirao ovaj materijalni svijet, a to je svijet koji je u stvari vrlo zbunjujući.
How will I work in such a way that I get a good reaction rather than a bad reaction?
Kako onda djelovati na takav način da dobijem dobru reakciju, a ne lošu reakciju?
To our great good fortune, there is a manufacturer's instruction manual.
Na našu sreću, postoji uputstvo za korištenje ovog materijalnog svijeta.
In the form of scripture.
U obliku svetih spisa.
God has given us in the Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna says, saha yagya praja shrishtva eshavostvishta kamaduk, that I have given you direction how to live peacefully in the material world and at the same time make a perfection of your life.
Bhagavad Gita Krishna kaže, ja sam vas dao uputstva kako djelujete u ovom svijetu i konačno da doživite savršenstvo.
The Bhagavad Gita and other scripture gives us guidelines what is the right activity and what is the wrong activity.
Bhagavad Gita i ostali spisi nam daju u stvari uputstva koja nas vode kroz to kako da pravilno djelujemo, odnosno da znamo što je dobro, a što je loše.
Basically, we are all spirit souls, servants of God.
Svi smo mi duhovne duše, sluge Boga.
That is our constitutional position. That is our natural position. That is our happy condition.
To je naš konstitucionalni položaj, to je naš prirodni položaj, to su naši sretni uvjeti života.
Just like you will find that of the two types of dogs, a domesticated dog and a street dog, the domesticated dog is one who has a master, who has a home, who is taken care of.
Tako možemo napraviti usporedbu između kućnog psa i uličnog psa i možemo vidjeti da kućni pas ima svog gospodara i ima svoj dom.
A street dog has no master.
Ulični pas nema gospodara.
A street dog theoretically may be independent.
Ulični pas teoretski može biti neovisan.
But a street dog is exactly that. He lives in the street, in the wind, in the rain, in the sun.
Ali ulični pas je upravo to. On živi na ulici, na kiši, na vjetru, na suncu.
Sometimes he has food, sometimes he has no food.
Ponekad se može prehraniti, ponekad ne.
Sometimes he's attacked by other dogs.
Ponekad ga napadaju drugi psi.
Our natural condition is to serve God in a loving exchange.
Naš prirodni položaj je da služimo Boga u ljubavnoj razmjeni.
We can't avoid it.
I ne možemo to izbjeći.
Either you serve God voluntarily or you'll be forced to serve God.
Možete služiti Boga dobrovoljno, odnosno dragovoljno, ili ćete biti prisiljeni da ga služite.
Again, the simple example of the cat who carries her kittens in her teeth and she carries a rat in her teeth. Both feel the teeth of the cat.
Jednostavan primjer je mačke koje nosi svoje mačiće u zubima i mačka koja nosi štakora u zubima. Jedno i drugo osjete u stvari zube mačke na svom vratu.
But the kittens, they feel the warm, cuddling teeth of mother, and the rat feels the cold, cruel teeth of death.
Ali razlika je u tome da mali mačići osjećaju lagano škakljanje majčinih zuba na vratu, dok štakori osjećaju hladne zube koji predstavljaju smrt.
Now, an atheist is actually a very foolish person.
Ateist je u stvari vrlo budalasta osoba.
Spiritual life is meant for the most intelligent persons.
Duhovni život je namijenjen najinteligentnijim osobama.
It is not a question of blind faith.
Ne govorimo ovdje sad o slijepoj vjeri.
It is a question of sakaran sraddha, or rational faith, intelligent faith.
Govorimo o racionalnoj vjeri, o inteligentnoj vjeri.
An atheist will declare his independence. I am not the servant of God. I do not serve anyone.
Tako će ateist deklarirati svoju nezavisnost, neovisnost, i onda će reći, ja nisam sluga Boga, ja sam neovisan.
But he is the servant of time.
Ali on je sluga vremena.
Time says you get old and the atheist gets old.
Vrijeme dođe i kaže sad moraš ostarjeti i ateist ostari.
He can't say no, I'm an atheist, I don't get old, sorry.
On ne može reći ne, ja sam ateist, mi ne starimo, žao mi je.
Material nature says you get diseased.
Materijalna priroda kaže sada ćeš biti zaražen, bit ćeš bolestan.
And the atheist is subjected to disease.
I onda ateist postaje bolestan.
Time says you die, the atheist dies, 100% of them have died, even in America.
I vrijeme dođe i kaže sada moraš umrijeti i 100% njih umire čak i u Americi.
It's really interesting, having lived myself so many years in India.
Zanimljivo je, ja sam toliko mnogo godina živio u Indiji.
And occasionally flying back to America.
I povremeno sam letio nazad u Ameriku.
So in India, they don't have a very opulent or well-organized structure to their social services.
U Indiji nemate baš neku bogatu ili dobro organiziranu strukturu što tiče društvenih službi.
So a lot of times if someone gets diseased, they may not have a hospital to go to, or they may, you know, you may see them on the street suffering from some disease.
I mnogo puta se može dogoditi da netko kada se razboli, u stvari nema priliku da ode u bolnicu, nego ga možete vidjeti na ulici kako je tako bolestan, hoda.
Even on occasion you'll see in some bigger cities that a person will die and they'll fall down on the street, on the sidewalk, And they might lay there for a day or two. Dead.
U većim gradovima ćemo možete naći na situaciju da osoba umre tako na ulici i leži tamo dan dva mrtva.
Now due to background, philosophical background, culture, etc. A, people are not much inclined to deal with dead bodies. They're considered contaminated. And they're dead, so there's nothing you can do about it.
Prema filozofskoj pozadini i kulturi koja tamo živi, ljudi nisu baš jako zainteresirani da se bave sa mrtvim tijelima zato što može se kontaminirati, osim toga mrtvo je ono što se ima baviti s njim.
And B, they don't have, you know, a lot of ambulances or whatever.
I drugo, oni nemaju puno tih ambulantnih kola ili što god je potrebno da bi takve ljude odvezli.
You see, sometimes you'll see mentally challenged people, that's the politically correct way of saying it. Mentally challenged, crazy people. You see them on the road in India, you know, just because they don't have homes for mentally challenged people.
I ponekad ćete moći vidjeti mentalno, mi ćemo reći poremećene osobe koje hodaju normalno po ulici. Razlog je tome da nemaju stvari dom u kojoj bi mogli smjestiti takve osobe.
The cities in India are particularly poor and to some degree cruel.
Gradovi u Indiji su posebno siromašni i do određene mjeri su okrutni.
Of course, that's not where you meet Indians. Actual India is in the villages.
To u stvari nije mjesto gdje možete vidjeti prave Indice. Prava Indija se u stvari nalazi u selima.
That's a whole other world.
To je cijeli drugi svijet, sasvim drugi svijet.
Then I'll fly to America. And it's like going back and forth, it's like a culture shock. I get a culture shock.
I onda kad letim u Ameriku i letim tako Indija Amerika, onda doživim kulturni šok.
Because in America, you know, if somebody dies within 5 minutes, there's 3 police cars and 2 ambulances and, you know, immediately they scoop up the body and take it away.
U Americi ako neko umre, odmah za 5 minuta se već to troje policijska kola, ambulantna kola, i odmah ga pokupe i nestane.
And most of the same people in America are in mental institutions. No, it's the other way around. Not if you saw One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, that was different interpretation, but you know, there are many homes for people who appear to be socially dysfunctional.
I postoje mnogi domove za ljude koji su društveno nefunkcionalni. Možda ste nekad vidjeli, ima različitih interpretacija kao što je Letis nad kukajućeg gnjezda.
So, by going there, you get a kind of impression that maybe people don't die here.
I kada dođete u Ameriku, možete dobiti utisak da ljudi ovdje uopće ne umiru.
Everything's so clean and organized. It's, unless you go to Brooklyn, that's a different story. But otherwise, you know, very nice.
Sve je tako čisto i organizirano, osim ako idete u Brooklyn, to je druga priča, ali inače jako fino.
But the fact is, 100% of all people are dying.
Ali činjenica je da 100% svih ljudi umre.
So this is really you know, an atheist, he thinks that he's independent, but he's serving time. He's serving his own mind. His mind dictates to him constantly.
I tako ateist misli da on ne služi nikoga, ali on služi vrijeme i on služi svoj um koji mu neprestano diktira što da čini.
He's a servant of his tongue, his belly, his genitals.
I on je sluga svog jezika, svog želuca i svojih genitalija.
So to declare oneself as independent is actually a sign of madness.
I izjaviti da ste neovisni u stvari ili nezavisni je stvari aktivnost koja ukazuje da niste baš normalni.
A truly intelligent person can understand that there are laws in the universe. Everything is operating in the universe according to very fine principles. And there must be a law maker, a law giver.
I inteligentna osoba može shvatiti da postoje određeni zakoni u univerzumu i jednostavno može doći do zaključka da postoje neka osoba koja daje te zakone, koja ih stvara.
So such an intelligent person will make it his duty to find out what the laws are.
I onda će tako inteligentna osoba uzeti za dužnost da shvati ko je taj koji stvara te zakone.
I can't just come from the United Kingdom, from London to Zagreb and say, well, in London, oh boy, we drive on the left-hand side of the road and... I'm going to drive on the left-hand side of the road. And, well, I'm sorry, sir, but the law here in Zagreb is you drive on the right, so you're going to jail.
Na primjer, ne možete doći iz Velike Britanije, ne reći, ja sam iz Velike Britanije i mi vozimo tamo lijevom stranom, ja sad hoću voziti ovdje lijevom stranom. Ne, policajac će reći, žao mi je gospodine, ali vi sad idete u zatvor.
It's always the duty of the visitor to a country to make himself or herself aware of the laws.
Uvijek je dužnost određenog posjetioca neke zemlje da postane svjestan zakona koji vladaju u toj zemlji.
And the only way that we can find out what is right and what is wrong is to refer to scriptures.
I jedini način na koji možemo saznati što je pravo, a što je krivo, je da se upoznamo sa spisima.
This will help us to come to the mode of goodness, and from the mode of goodness we can come to the transcendental platform.
To je način na koji će nam pomoći da dođemo do gune vrline, a iz gune vrline možemo doći do transcendentalnog nivoa.
There is no... You cannot conduct your life in one way and claim to have a realization in a different way.
Ne možete voditi svoj život na jedan način, a tvrditi da imate realizacije nečeg drugoga.
In other words, we were talking about someone who realizes that I am a spiritual being. So, such a person who realizes that he is a spiritual being, his activities will belie or his, oh, you know that word. His activities will belie his realization.
Znači, ne možemo biti osoba koja će govoriti da je duhovne prirode, jer osoba koja zna da je duhovna priroda ima tu realizaciju, ona će živjeti u skladu sa tim.
I recently I was on an email conference and somebody from, I think it was Belgrade actually, they asked a question on the email conference.
Nedavno sam bio na e-mail konferenciji i neka osoba iz Beograda je postavila pitanje preko te konferencije.
Somebody had mentioned a term which is used in computers called flame wars. You know, like you have First World War, Second World War. Flame wars. He was asking the question, what is a flame war?
Neko je postavio, neko je govorio o jednom terminu koji na engleskom se kaže flame wars, I onda je ta osoba pitala što znači to u stvari playing wars.
He said, since coming to ISKCON, I've learned what is oxymoron, I've learned what is paradigm shift, but please tell me, what is a flame war?
Otkad sam došao u svjesni skrišnje, naznačio sam što je to oxymoron, što je paradigm shift, ali molim vas rećite mi što je to flame war.
Now probably most of you don't know what an oxymoron is, but how many people know what the word oxymoron means?
Vjerojatno većina vas ne zna što je
oksimoron,
ali koliko vas zna što je oksimoron?
How many of you know what a moron is?
Koliko broj vas zna što je moron?
You got one sitting on your seat up here. I'm a moron. I'm more on the seat than I am on the floor. A moron means basically a pretty stupid person.
Moron u osnovi znači prilično glupa osoba.
But an oxymoron means two words that appear to have opposite meanings, but they're used together in a term, in one kind of term to describe something. What's a good example of an oxymoron?
Koji je dobar primjer oksimorona?
Sweet and sour? Sweet and sour chicken. Okay. Well, that's, yeah, okay, that's, I guess that's kind of an oxymoron. Usually a lot of times it's, okay, that'll do. Sweet and sour, whatever. Sweet and sour tofu chicken. In America, you get that. When I go home and I meet my family members, you know, we always have to go out to some Buddhist restaurant together. What can I do? They're my blood relatives. So you go out to these Buddhist restaurants and they've got tofu turkeys, tofu chickens, tofu, everything you could think of. So, of course, my favorite preparation is sweet and sour, whatever. I like sweet and sour, tofu, whatever. I think it was I who introduced this idea of paradigm shift in ISKCON.
Mislim da sam ja ta osoba koja je uvela tu ideju paradigm shift u ISKCON.
Many years ago, we started doing seminars on, of all things, 7 habits of highly effective people.
Prije mnogo godina mi smo počeli raditi seminare na različitim stvarima, kao 7 navika uspješnih ljudi.
You didn't know that Stephen Covey was a Hare Krishna, did you?
Niste znali da je Stephen Covey Hare Krishna?
Where do you think he got that bald head?
Šta mislite odakle je očelavio?
Anyway, there was a scientist in 1962. His name was Thomas Kuhn.
Bio je jedan znanstvenik 1962. godine, zvao se Thomas Kuhn.
And he wrote a book called The Nature of Scientific Observation.
I on je napisao knjigu koja se zove Priroda znanstvenih istraživanja.
And he noticed that scientists would actually have to look, if they really wanted to find out about their experiment and what it meant, they would have to change their way of thinking.
I on je u stvari zaključio da znanstvenici, ako žele stvarno u svom eksperimentu nešto znati, da ako ga žele promatrati istinski, onda će morati promijeniti svoj način razmišljanja.
And he called this a paradigm shift.
I on je tu promjenu načina razmišljanja nazvao paradigm shift.
Now I've done this little game before. I don't know how many of you have attended one of my seminars at Pula camp or whatever.
Koliko vas je bilo na seminaru u Puli? yeah. kampu ili negdje.
Did we play that little game with the young lady? Could be an old lady and it could be a young lady depending on how you're looking at it. So this is from Psychology 101, basic psychology course. And then you ask this side of the room, and it's the first time we did it at Pula, we had a lot of fun because people were freaking out. They couldn't believe it. You ask this side of the room, how old is the lady? And, you know, they got the young picture, so they'll say, well, she's about 17, 18. And someone will say, no, I think 15. Then someone on this side will say, she's about 65, 70. And then someone from over here will say, are you crazy? And then you show them that here's the old lady and here's the young lady. But for someone to actually see in a different way, they have to change their reference of thinking. If you've always seen life, you've been brought up in a certain way, thinking that this is all there is, that's how Atmavan Manyate Jagat. You'll see the world as you were trained to see it. I know, translate all that right from the beginnings.
A bila je situacija da u Puli na kampus bilo tako da bi jednom dijelu publike bi prezentirali crtež jedne mlade djevojke i oni bi meditirali na taj crtež. Drugi dio publike bi dobio crtež jedne starije gospođe i oni bi meditirali na taj crtež i onda bi bio prezentiran crtež koji u sebi u stvari sadrži i jednu i drugu osobu i onda bi uvijek ova prva strana, kad bi ih pitali koliko ima godina, oni bi rekli pa tako 15, 17 i tako, onda bi ovi drugi se smijali, bi rekli a kako 15, 17, ima barem 65, onda bi rekli ste vi normalni, kako 65. I trebalo bi proći neko vrijeme, to je ta promjena načina razmišljanja ili paradigm shift, da osobe mogu shvatiti da se na crtežu nalazi i ta mlada osoba i starija gospođa. I u stvari, prema ovoj vedskoj izvati, a ne tema, ne tođa gat, u stvari osoba je navikla da svijet gleda onako kako je njen biofilter vidi i to se u stvari događa. Mi vidimo ono što smo navikli vidjeti.
So we were all brought up, we were all raised to think I am this body, this is me.
I mi smo svi u stvari odrasli i naviknuti na razmišljanje da ja sam ovo tijelo, to sam ja.
Son, you're a Croatian and I want you to be proud of that.
Sine, ti si Hrvat i hoću da se ponosiš time.
We have Goran Ivanisović and we have many great people in our country and you know, you're a Croatian and be proud of it.
Mi imamo Gorana Ivaniševića i toliko mnogo poznatih ljudi i ti si Hrvat i trebaš biti ponosan s tim.
Or I'm an Indian, I'm an American, I'm a man, I'm a woman. We have so many false designations which we learn from our childhood.
Ili možemo reći ja sam Indijanac, ja Indijac, ja sam Amerikanac, ja sam muško, ja sam žensko. Imali toliko mnogo krivih imenovanja koje smo naučili od ranih djetinjstva.
But if we really want to see that I am a spiritual being, we've got to have a paradigm shift. We've got to look at the world differently.
Ali ako stvarno želimo vidjeti da smo duhovne prirode, onda mora se dogoditi taj paradigm shift, promjena u načinu razmišljanja, velika promjena.
If we think that I am the body, then our main concern in life will be to get facility to make the body, the senses of the body happy.
Jer ako razmišljamo da smo ovo tijelo, onda će glavna aktivnost u našem životu biti smišljenje načina da omogućimo našim osjetilima i našem tijelu da bude sretno.
But if we understand that I am a spiritual being who is covered by a body, then we'll act to maintain the body at a minimal level, but we'll use most of our energy to develop spiritual happiness.
Ali ako znamo da smo mi u stvari duhovno biće koje je prekriveno ovim tijelom, onda ćemo minimum vremena provoditi u tome da se pobrinemo za ovo tijelo, a gro vremena, većinu ostalog vremena ćemo se brinuti na tome da razvijemo svoju duhovnu prirodu.
And it's the understanding is as different as night and day.
A tako razmišljanje je utoliko različito kao noć i dan.
People who are in the bodily conception of life cannot understand why people who are spiritual thinking live the way they do.
Tako ljudi koji su na tjelesnom nivou razmišljanja ne mogu shvatiti zašto ljudi koji prakticiraju duhovni život, zašto se ponašaju na taj način na koji se ponašaju.
I'll never forget one of the earliest experiences I had in Krishna consciousness.
Nikad neću zaboraviti jedno od najranijih iskustva koje sam imao u svjesnosti Krišne.
I was a new man and I was going downtown in Vancouver for doing chanting.
Bio sam tada još mladi bakta, išao sam u Vancouver, u grad i mantrao sam.
So there were about four or five of us at the time living in the temple.
To vrijeme bilo nas četvero ili petero u hramu.
And we were quite poor.
I bili smo prilično siromašni.
So to get downtown for Sankirtan, for chanting, we would hitchhike.
Tako da bi došli stvari u centar grada, da bismo tamo mogli pjevati, morali smo stopirati.
That's pretty poor.
Da, bili smo prilično
So there I was, you know, in my bed sheets and, you know, all shaved up and shining, and I was all fired up, you know, I'm going to go out and save the world. And I was hitchhiking.
Tamo smo bili mi u plahtama, svježe obrijani, ono, rekli smo, sad idemo van, idemo spasiti svijet, i tako bio sam tamo i stopirao.
So of all things, I got picked up by a big truck driver.
I od svih stvari koje su me mogle povesti, mene je povezao stvari jedan vozač velikog kamiona.
So as I got in the cab, he turned and looked at me up and down, and he said, "Are you from Mars or what?"
I tako kako sam se popeo u kabinu, i onda kad me odmerio onako od glave do pete, onda rekao, "Što si ti, sa Marsa ili šta je s tobom?"
I mean, it's a true story.
To je istinita priča.
I said, "No, I'm from the moon."
Ja sam rekao, ne, ja sam sa mjeseca.
I always have been a joker, I can't help it.
Uvijek sam se šalio, ne mogu ti pomoći.
If they ask me if I ever get back to Godhead, you know, I'll probably tell a joke before I get anyway. So then he was driving along and he was asking me what I was doing. At first he thought I was on a college rag. I think you have something similar to that in your second year of college, or your last year of college. In the West, it's the freshman year, your first year. All the first year students are, you know, they have to do a bunch of crazy things or whatever, and there's pressure from the older students and whatever.
I tako postoji, pitao stvari, što s vama, da li ste neka osoba na američkim fakultetima, postoji to da na prvoj godini fakulteta u stvari morate raditi svakakve gluposti da biste na neki način dodvorili starijim studentima, a kod nas možda to pred krajem, ne znam.
So I started to explain to him, no, we're serious, we're monks, and this is ancient religion from India, and we follow these principles.
Ne, ne, onda sam rekao, ne, mi smo ozbiljni, ja sam u stvari monah i mi sledimo jednu drevenu religiju iz Indije i objašnjavao sam ovo principe.
I said, we don't take any intoxication, including drugs or alcohol.
onda sam mu rekao mi se ne intoksiciramo, što uključuje drogu i alkohol, njih ne koristimo.
And again he looked over at me and he said, really?
Onda me ponovno pogleda, rekao, stvarno?
And then I said, we don't eat any meat, fish or eggs, we're completely vegetarian.
Onda sam mu rekao da ne jedemo meso, ribe, jaje, da smo potpuni vegetarijanci.
And again he was very shocked. He thought that only rabbits and, you know, squirrels and things were, he couldn't, you know, how can you live on that kind of food?
I onda opet bio šokiran, on razmišljao, pa to samo mogu zečevi i vjeverica. Kako možete živjeti od te hrane?
And then finally I told him we don't engage in any illicit sex life, that only within marriage and for procreation of children.
I onda sam mu konačno rekao da se mi ne uključujemo na nikakve nepoželjne seksualne aktivnosti, da imamo takve aktivnosti samo u braku i to radi prokreacije, radi stvaranja djece.
And so he started to laugh and he said, come on, don't put me on, don't.
Onda sam počeo smijati, rekao, ma daj, nema me zezat.
And I said, no, really.
Ja sam rekao, ne, stvarno.
He said, you mean you don't even masturbate?
Onda rekao, šta stvarno, vi čak ni ne masturbirate.
So, I mean, people can't understand why we would want to live a simple, pure life, because they cannot taste the kind of happiness which we are experiencing devoting our lives to God.
I oni u stvari, ljudi ne mogu shvatiti taj jednostavan čist način života, jer ne mogu iskusiti to zadovoljstvo kada posvetite svoj život Bogu.
So, for those who sincerely want to enter into the beauty, the love, the peace of mind, the satisfaction that comes from a true relationship with God, they have to be prepared to make that shift in their lives.
I za one koji žele iskusiti ljepotu i ljubav u odnosu sa Bogom i koji žele iskusiti istinski mir, moraju biti spremni na to da promjene tu svoju paradigmu, da promjene svoj način razmišljanja.
Simple living and high thinking.
Jednostavan život i visoko razmišljanje.
Instead of high living and no thinking.
Umjesto visokog života i uopće da ne razmišljate.
Basically, people who are engrossed in sense gratification, they do not have the power of discrimination to understand the difference between matter and spirit.
U osnovi, ljudi koji su ogrezli u osjetilno uživanje nemaju moć razlučivanja koje mogu shvatiti razliku između duha i tijela.
In order to be the president of the United States or any big major country,
kako biste bili predsjednik Sjedinjenih Američkih Država ili bilo koje veće zemlje u svijetu,
you need to have certain things. You need to have probably a wife and a family and maybe a cat or a dog.
Potrebne su nam određene stvari, vjerojatno žena, obitelj, pas i mačka.
You need to have a good education.
Potrebno vam je dobro obrazovanje.
At an Ivy League school or some top school.
Neka visoka škola.
And you need to have some kind of affiliation with some kind of religion.
I trebate imati neku vezu ili neku naklonost prema nekoj religiji.
For social prestige.
Radi socijalnog prestiža.
But very, very few people in this world are actually deeply interested to discriminate between the body and the soul and to live their lives on the platform of the soul.
U stvari, u svijetu jako mali broj ljudi je stvarno istinski zainteresirano da razlikuje između tijela i duše i da onda živi na nivou duše.
So the prescribed process in this age,
propisani proces za ovo doba,
for reawakening our dormant love of God,
za buđenje naše uspavane ljubavi prema Bogu,
is to chant the holy names of God,
je pjevanje svetih imena Boga.
God has unlimited names that describe his qualities.
Bog ima neograničeni broj imena koje opisuju njegove kvalitete.
In any number of different languages.
U različitim, ne različitim jezicima.
The essential thing is to attract Krishna by your sincere supplication, your sincere prayer.
Osnovna stvar je da privučete pozornost Krishne svojom iskrenom molitvom.
The chanting of Hare Krishna is just like a child sincerely crying out for the shelter of its mother.
Pjevanje Hare Krishna je poput iskrenog plača djeteta koje traži utočište svoje majke.
So the devotee is chanting the names of God and praying, O Lord, please draw me unto you, please engage me in your service.
I Bhakta se na taj način moli i kaže, molim te, povuci me k sebi i uključi me u svoju službu.
So this is the simple essence of our Krishna consciousness movement.
Ovo je jednostavna esencija našeg pokreta svjesnosti Krishne.
It can go to many, many deep levels of philosophy.
S ovom filozofijom možete ići na mnoge duboke nivoe filozofije.
And sometimes devotees are attracted by the esoteric things.
I ponekad su bhakte privučeni tim ezoteričnim stvarima.
But my simple, humble understanding after more than 30 years of chanting and reading Bhagavad Gita and engaging in some simple service is that until I become fixed in the basic thing, there's no need to endeavor for something that is beyond the scope of my understanding.
I ono što ja mogu reći, nakon više od 30 godina mantranja, čitanja Prabhupadovih knjiga i pušavanja ovih spisa, da dok osoba stvarno ne radi postojano one od osnovne stvari, nema potrebe da se upliče u te uzvišene ezoterične stvari.
So, in summary, what this means for all of you is that these principles, what is to be done and what is not to be done, can be found in the very simple texts of Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam.
I ono što ovo onako sažeto znači za vas, da one stvari što trebamo činiti, one stvari koje ne bi trebali činiti, se mogu u jako jednostavnim tekstovima naći u Bhagavad Giti, Srimad Bhagavatam.
In my reading of Mahabharat, one of the greatest, one of the most righteous persons is Dharmaraj, King Yudhisthira.
Osoba u kojoj sam upoznao čitajući Mahabharatu i koja mi se na neki način jako svidjela je Dharmaraj, odnosno Yudhishthir.
And he was emperor of the whole world at that time.
On je bio kralj cijelog svijeta u to vrijeme.
He was also highly learned. He was actually more of a brahmana than he was a kshatriya.
I on je bio izuzetno učena osoba, u stvari je više bio brahmana nego kšatrija.
He was more of a scholar than he was a king.
Bio više učenjak nego kralj.
He would constantly hear from saintly persons about the glories of the Lord.
I neprestano je slušao od svetih osoba o slavama Gospodina.
And many, many times he would be hearing the same stories that he had already heard before from some other sage.
I mnogo puta je imao prilike slušati priče koje toliko puta već čuo od nekih drugih svetih osoba.
But he never tired of drinking that nectar through his ears.
Ali nikad se nije umorio od pijenja nektara kroz svoje uši.
Any subject matter that is in relationship to the Supreme is the highest subject matter for hearing.
Bilo koja tema koja je u odnosu sa svešnjom božanskom osobom je najuzvišenija tema koju trebamo slušati.
And anything that does not have a connection with the Lord, hearing about that is compared to a pilgrimage place for crows, Tadvayasam Tirtham.
I sve ostalo što nije povezano sa Gospodinom, slušanje takvih tema je uspoređeno sa odlaženim na hodočašće na mjesto za vrane.
So now I personally have had experience of in India of chanting with 5,000 people, 10,000 people, 30,000 people, even up to 100,000 people chanting Hare Krishna together.
Ja sam osobno imao iskustvo pjevati sa 5,000, 10,000 ljudi, pa čak i do 100,000 ljudi zajedno pjevali bi Hare Krishna.
I remember once in Bombay,
sjećam se jednom u Bombaju,
on Janmashtami,
na Janmashtami,
at midnight when the doors were just about to open,
u ponoć kad su se vrata trebala otvoriti,
there were about 3,500 people packed into our temple room.
Bilo je oko 3,500 ljudi koji su bili onako stisnuti u hramu.
It was like wall to wall people.
Od zida do zida mogli ste vidjeti samo ljude.
You couldn't fit people. There was no room to put any more people in the temple room.
Nije bilo uopće prostora da ikoga više stavite u.
And we had a very sweet singer singing the Maha Mantra.
Imali smo pjevača koji tako slatko pjevao Maha Mantra
over the PA system.
Kroz razne snimke.
And of course the temple is all marble.
Naravno hram je sav od mramora.
So what happens with marble is sound bounces off very quickly. It's acoustically it's not always the best material because you know the sound doesn't stop, it just goes bouncing all over the place.
Što se stvari događa, budući da je mramor kamen, onda se taj zvuk jako brzo odbija, nema ne upija nikakve zvukove.
But the temple was so packed with people and everybody was chanting.
Hram je bio prepun ljudi i svi su pjevali.
We were all anticipating the opening of the doors and the bathing ceremony of Lord Krishna.
Svi smo iščekivali otvaranje vrata i ceremoniju kupanja Gospodina Krishna.
And I literally looked around and the energy of the sound of people chanting together was so intense that the walls were vibrating. I swear I saw the walls vibrating and I, you know, I hadn't taken any intoxication, honest.
I od pjevanja Maha Mantre cijela ta atmosfera bila toliko intenzivna da sam mogao vidjeti kako u stvari zidovi vibriraju i mogu se zakuniti da nisam bio intoksiciran.
So the pleasure which comes from chanting the holy names of the Lord is so superior that it is worth every little bit of effort you have to make to get attraction.
I zadovoljstvo koje osoba može dobiti iz toga što pjeva sveto ime Gospodina je toliko uzvišeno da vrijedi sveg onog truda koji trebamo uložiti da bi razvili određenu privrženost.
And you won't get an attraction unless you have a strong foundation.
I nećete biti privučeni ako nemate dobre i snažne temelje.
So I'll stop there.
Ovdje bi stao sam.
I know this is one of the most inquisitive temples in the world, and you all have questions you're dying to ask. Does anybody have any questions?
Ima li netko pitanje?
Wow, thank you.
Hvala ti.
Huh? Oh, great question.
Što je flame war?
A flame war is where you get on an email conference and somebody says something nasty about someone or something or voices their opinion, and because you've got like 500 people on the conference and there's nobody moderating who can send a message, you get all these messages coming in, and you know, it's a just, I don't know how it got the name flame war, but it's a technical term.
U stvari radi se o tome da neko na nekoj konferenciji napiše nešto što nije baš jako ugodno i onda kako svi svima, možda ih imam pečetati na svi svima šalju.
Goodbye, preko, Utah! Hare Krishna.
Svi svima šalju nešto preko e-maila, onda je to dobilo, ima tako flame wall. Neko drugo pitanje. Bhakti Goran može se ustati? Bhakti Goran ima papir i kemijsku, možete postaviti također pitanje tako da napišete na papir pa možemo pročitati ovdje ako je nekom neugodno.
Paper and pencil, okay. Let's see, let me tell some jokes.
Može neka šala dok vi ne izmislite pitanje?
Okay, she has a question, let's see if better.
Pitanje, to je još bolje. And she said that her husband always thinks about Krishna and it is a special mood, he's like quarreling with him, or why should I do it like this or something like that. And he thinks all the time, and she's asking, is it good that he's thinking in this way about Krishna all the time, but not maybe not so much according to the scriptures, it's like something
spontaneous. Oh no, devotional service has to be performed according to sadhu, guru and shastra, otherwise it's not devotional service. It may look like bhakti, but it's prakrita, it's materialistic.
Predano služenje u stvari bi se trebalo odvijeti i vršiti u skladu sa guru, sadu i šastra, i može izgledati u stvari da neko vrši predano služenje na svoj neki specifičan način, ali ono se treba izvršiti u skladu sa ova tri stvari, jer inače se naziva prakrita, materialističko djelovanje.
You don't have to go to the Himalayas like they did in Satya Yuga.
Ne morate ići na Himalaje kao što su činili u Satya Yugi.
You couldn't do it anyway.
Možete to učiniti bilo gdje.
You know, you see so many. I saw one that we had a program last night, and there was an advertisement on the entrance to the hall for Swami somebody or other Ananda. It's always Ananda somebody, you know.
I kad smo išli na program tamo u Veslačku, onda smo vidjeli da tamo postoji plakat koji oglašava da će se tamo pojaviti neki Swami Ananda, uvijek je neki Ananda, ono.
He looked exactly like he's supposed to look.
Izgleda onako baš kao što bi trebalo izgledati.
He had a big, long, fully combed, nice beard.
Imao je dugu, lijepo očešljanu, finu bradu.
And long, wavy hair.
I dugu, kvrčavu kosu.
And, you know, smiley, round eyes and perfect picture of Swami Bogusananda.
To je savršena slika Svamija Bogusanande koja ima ono lijepe oči i usta.
So I know it's popular in the West, people find out these taxi drivers turned yogis. Don't laugh, the biggest guy was a taxi driver in Delhi, the one who sells mantras for $50. Before he was in the mantra business, he was a taxi driver in Delhi.
Nemojte se smijeti, ova osoba koja je sad prodaje mantra za $50, u stvari prije toga je bio taksist u Deliju, a sad prodaje mantra za $50, jako je popularan.
So gullible westerners, they, you know, they really want to do meditation. So they go to Swami Bogusananda and pay their $50 and, you know, he teaches them how to do an asana or two.
I u stvari što se događa, svi na zapadu u stvari žele nešto prakticirati, neku vrstu joge, odu kod nekog Boga Anande i onda on naplati nešto dolara i onda ih nauči dvije ili tri asane.
You know, it gets them in the, you know, the full lotus pose, you know, om.
I onda se jedno u potpuni lotus i počne pjevati om.
And they think, gee, now I'm doing meditation.
I onda razmišljaju, ah, sad meditiram.
But realistically, they're actually doing imitation. It has nothing to do with meditation. It's simply imitation.
Ali ono što oni u stvari rade je imitacija, ne meditacija. To nema nikakve veze sa meditacijom.
You could not practice yajna or what was prescribed in Treta Yuga. You could not practice temple worship. We can't even keep our temples. What does practice temple worship?
Ne možemo raditi ni jagije, odnosno žrtvovanje koje su bila preporučena u Treta Jugi, niti možemo obožavati božanstvo kao što je bilo u Dvapara Jugi, onako bogato i sve. Čak ne možemo ni održavati hramove, a što da pričamo o obožavanju božanstva.
In other words, don't plan on visiting Ljubljana temple in December. You may not be able to find it.
Nemojte pokušavati pronaći hram u Ljubljani u 12. mjesecu, jer ga nećete moći naći.
So, in Kali Yuga, Bhakti Yoga is the easiest process.
U Kali Yugi Bhakti Yoga je najjednostavniji i najlakši proces.
But it requires the same sincerity, the same concentration as Dhyana Yoga required in Satya Yuga.
Ali ona zahtjeva istu iskrenost i istu koncentraciju kao što je Dhyana Yoga zahtjevala u Satya Yugi. Can I read it, questions?
Okay.
First question is in English. We were all in spiritual world before we degraded. Once the spiritual soul gets in the spiritual world, can it fall again? Pitanje je, mi smo svi bili u duhovnom svijetu prije nego što smo došli ovdje. Može li se duša koja se vrati nazad u duhovni svijet ponovo degradirati i vratiti ovdje materijalni svijet?
I'm sorry.
Žao mi.
Yes, you can fall down again.
Žao mi, ali da, možete opet pasti.
I wish I could say it wasn't true.
Želio bih da mogu reći da to nije istina, da možete pasti.
Even in the Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna says, Mamu petya tu konteya punar janma na vidyate. One who comes to me never takes birth again.
Čak i u Bhagavad Gita se kaže da onaj ko se vrati nazad k meni neće se više morati rađati.
So what do you think? I've got a disagreement with Krishna or what?
Što mislite, da je sad o nekom neslaganje moje sa Krishnom ili što?
Which one of us is right?
Tko je pravo, Krishna ili ja?
Both? Thank you.
Obojica, hvala lijepo.
We're actually tathasta shakti, we're marginal energy. We always have the potential, we always have the choice to fall down from the spiritual world.
U stvari, mi smo ivična energija i uvijek imamo taj potencijal i mogućnost da padnemo nazad iz duhovnog svijeta.
there's very little chance that you'll ever fall again, because once having touched fire and burned your hand, there's very little chance that you'll stupidly touch fire again.
Male su šanse da kad ste jednom bili ovdje u materijalnom svijetu da ćete se ponovo vratiti, kao što su male šanse da kad jednom glupo dodirnete vatru da ćete ponovo poželjeti da ju dirate.
But love without choice is not love, it's slavery.
Ali ljubav bez izbora u stvari nije ljubav, to je u stvari ropstvo.
So even in the spiritual world you always have the choice to love Krishna or forget Krishna.
Čak i u duhovnom svijetu uvijek imate izbor da volite Krishna ili da ga zaboravite.
You won't forget him.
Nećete ga zaboraviti. Pitanje je kako možemo istinski postati ozbiljni, iskreno postati ozbiljni.
How can we truly become very sincere? By associating with sincere devotees.
Iskreni možemo i ozbiljni možemo postati družeći se sa onim baktama koji su ozbiljni.
I asked Prabhupada this question.
Ja sam pitao što Prabhupada ovo pitanje.
And he said, first of all he laughed, he thought it was a stupid question.
Prvo se smio, mislio da je glupo pitanje.
And then he said, yasya prasadad bhagavat prasado yasya prasadad nakati kutopi dhyayang stuvang stasya yashastri sandhyam bande guru sri charanaravindam. By the mercy of the spiritual master, one gets the mercy of Krishna. So by associating with sincere devotees, you will get sincerity, you will become sincere.
I tako, Šla Prabhupada je odgovorio ovim stihom i rekao, milošću duhovnog učitelja možemo dobiti Krishna, isto tako, milošću onih iskrenih i ozbiljnih osoba možemo postati iskreni i ozbiljni.
Practically, that's one of the most important elements mentioned by Rupa Goswami in the Nectar or in the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, but we read the Nectar of Devotion, and that is associating with Vaishnavas. There are five things, and one of them is associating with devotees.
U stvari praktično to je najesencijalnija stvar koju možemo naći kod Rupa Goswami u Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, odnosno u Nektaru Devocije, budući da je druženje sa baktama nabrojeno kao jedna od pet najvažnijih stvari i to je najvažnija stvar među njima.
If everything happens according to Krishna's will, how can we make a difference by our own free will?
Pitanje je, ako se sve događa prema Krišninoj volji, kako mi možemo napraviti neku razliku time što ćemo mi izraziti svoju slobodnu volju?
Well, Krishna gives you two choices, either to act according to his instructions or to disobey his instructions, and that's your free will.
Krishna u stvari daje dva izbora, ili da djelujemo u skladu sa njegovim instrukcijama ili da se usprotivimo njegovim instrukcijama. I taj način mi možemo manifestirati svoju slobodnu volju.
That's on a grand scale, considering your whole journey through life.
To je, kad bi gledali ovako općenito, razmišljajući o cjelokupnom vašem putovanju kroz život.
On a smaller scale, just like a father, as his son grows up and shows obedience to the father gives more and more independence to the child.
Ali možemo drugačije promatrati, poput oca, kako i sina, kada sin odrasta na taj način da slijedi one instrukcije koje mu dao otac, onda kad otac to vidi da sin slijedi sve kako je pravilno i kako treba, onda mu daje sve više i više slobode u njegovom djelovanju.
The overall responsibility is still with the father.
Nadgledanje i ta odgovornost nadgledanja je još uvijek u rukama oca.
But out of love for his obedient child, he gives him responsibility and more freedom of choice.
Ali zbog ljubavi prema svom sinu koji je toliko poslušan, on mu daje sve više slobode izbora.
So if you choose to serve Krishna and love Krishna, then Krishna takes charge of your life and directs you in a certain way.
I tako, ako odaberemo da služimo i volimo Krishnu, onda se on brine o našim životima i vodi nas u određenom smjeru i na određeni način.
And if you choose not to follow Krishna,
ako odaberemo da ne slijedimo Krishnu,
then Krishna assigns you to the care of Durga Devi.
Onda nas on pripiše brizi Durga Devi,
who has her trishul, her three-pronged fork.
Koja ima trozubac.
And she pricks you with adidaivika, adibautik, and adiatmik klesha.
I onda vas ona bode sa adidaivika, adibautika i adiatmika klesha.
So that you can learn that you're not the body.
Tako da možete da naučite da niste ovo tijelo. To su tri bijede u materijalnoj prirodi.
And you'll come back to Krishna.
I onda ćete se vratiti nazad Krishna.
Now here's an example. There were two devotees, Jai and Vijay.
Ovdje je primjer dvojice bhakta, Jai i Vijay.
They were gatekeepers at the door of Vaikuntha.
Oni su bili čuvari na vratima Vaikunte.
They made a mistake of stopping and insulting the four kumaras.
Njihova pogreška je bila ta što su spriječili četvoricu kumara da uđu na Vaikuntu i uvrijedili su ih.
So they were cursed by the four kumaras to take birth, to fall down from their position in the spiritual world and to take birth in the material world.
I onda su ih četvorica kumara prokleli i bili su prisiljeni da padnu sa položaja iz duhovnog svijeta i da se rode ponovo ovdje u materijalnom svijetu.
So then Vishnu appeared, Krishna appeared, and in order to satisfy the Kumara's curse, but at the same time to save his devotees, Jai and Vijay, he gave them the choice. You can have either seven births as demons, as devotees, rather. You can have seven births in the material world as my devotees, or at least in a pious condition. Or you can have three births as rakshasas.
I onda se pojavio gospodin Višnu i čuo je sve to i sad kako bi zadovoljio i to prokletstvo koje su izrekli kumare, a drugi način da bi isto dao blagoslove svojim baktama, onda rekao ovako, imate izbor, dvije su mogućnosti, ili ćete provesti sedam života u materijalnom svijetu kao moje bakte ili kao osobe kod osoba u pobožnim obiteljima, ili ćete provesti tri života kao rakshasa.
So Jai and Vijay, they considered it would be better to suffer as rakshasas and come back to the spiritual world quickly than to live a comfortable life and have to stay away from Krishna for a long time.
I onda su oni razmišljali na taj način da bolje da žive kao rakshase, kao ta neobična bića i da vrati se nazad u duhovni svijet brzo, nego da neko duže vrijeme neki nazove ugodan život provedi tamo dolje u materijalnom svijetu.
So if we have to suffer a little bit in this material world, it's for our good to purify us so we can get back to Krishna quickly.
I ako moramo izdržati i moramo ispaštati neke stvari ovdje u materijalnom svijetu, one su namijenjene tome da nas pročiste i da nas vrate brzo nazad u duhovni svijet.